Duke Dance and Dal Erickson with you live in studio, heading right into our first guest interview segment right out of the gate this morning. And Star Valley High School student athlete Grace Collins is joining us live on the air today. Gracie, good morning. How are you today?
Morning. I'm good. How are you?
We are doing great. Thank you for taking some of your time today. And we know you're busy. You've got events to run later today and tomorrow. So we appreciate you taking some time. Gracie, we are just excited for you. You recently had a signing to run track and field for Spring Arbor University in Michigan. Kind of walk us through how that happened.
Yeah, so we went on a vacation to Michigan years ago, and my mom loved it, and I loved it. So when it came time for the college search, Michigan was one of the first places we looked, and Spring Arbor just kind of popped up, and I went on a tour of it a couple months ago and just really liked it. Then the scholarship offer came in, and it just kind of all put together.
Very cool. So what was it specifically that you liked about Spring Arbor and the university?
I don't know. Their athletic training program, which is what I want to go into, it was really good. They had a really good facility. The track coach was super nice. Just a really good campus. Honestly, overall, I just really liked it.
Gracie, I just want to throw out there that you obviously are running track and field for Star Valley High School, and you are part of a couple of different school records at the moment, maybe more. The season's still going. But right now, you're currently on the 4x100 and the 4x200 meter relay school record teams. I always watch the relays, especially the sprint relays, which is what these are, and there's so much emphasis, of course, on the exchange. Talk to us about the exchange. I mean, last year we had some girls on, and they even named the baton.
Yeah.
Is that still going on?
So George has kind of been retired at the moment. But we don't have anything super specific for our batons now. But George was kind of the classic one. I don't think we've used him yet this season.
You can never replace the George.
No, can't right? replace George.
There's only one and only George. Yep. Tell us how often do you practice that exchange? I mean, that's got to be the biggest part of the relay, right?
Yeah, so every pre-meet, so the practice right before the meet, we always will have an exchange practice. And whenever we first get a relay team together, beginning of the season, we do a lot of handoffs. It just kind of falls into place from there. And also right before the meet, we do a lot. Our relays can kind of get a little jumbled sometimes, like injuries and stuff. So sometimes it's just right before we have to run, we'll just start working on it. It's just kind of an ongoing thing.
Something else I've noticed, especially with the track and field teams, you were probably fast in the middle school too, I'm assuming.
I didn't run in middle school.
Oh, well, then yeah. This is interesting. Well, tell us how you discovered track then at the high school level.
Yeah, so I grew up in Southern Illinois, and my school did not have a track team, but we had a softball team in the spring. So I played softball, but then we moved here and there's no softball, but there's track. So I just kind of did a quick switch and here I am.
Nice. So tell us what all the events that you participate in. We've talked about the relay. What else do you do?
Oh boy. So this year I started doing 300 hurdles, which has been an adventure. I also do the normal like 100, 200 sprints. I've run a couple 400s. They're not my favorite, but I've done it. I also pole vault and high jump.
Wow.
I should have asked what she doesn't participate in. Is what I should have done.
That's probably what you should have done. What are some of the events that your coaches and the people that you've talked to at Spring Arbor anticipate you competing in?
Yeah, so a lot of sprints and jumps, high jump especially, and then probably the 100, 200.
As far as the events that you're maybe planning on competing at the state level, what are even the Tiger Grizz this weekend? What are some of the events you plan on doing this weekend and then that you're hoping to qualify and compete at for the state meet?
Yeah, so this weekend I'm running the 200, and that will also be the same at regionals and hopefully state. And then the 100, obviously the 4x1, and then I still have an open spot trying to see where the coaches want me at.
Awesome. Grace Collins in studio this morning, Star Valley High School student athlete who's committed recently to do track and field at Spring Arbor University out in Michigan. So tell us, as you go through the course of this season and you're always trying to peak right at the very, very end, right? How are you feeling right now towards the end of the regular season, getting ready for postseason and stuff?
Yeah, I'm still kind of looking to get up some of the speed, lose some of the time that I've been looking to. But last year, I know I had a really big peak at regionals, so I'm kind of hoping, kind of same kind of patterns this year, so I'm kind of hoping to see that again, just kind of working on critiquing and really getting really specific on some of my form stuff, especially.
What are some of the things that you feel like, if you could tell your freshman version of yourself track and field tips and tricks to work
yeah.
on?
Yeah. Honestly, just kind of relax. That was one of my big things. I was always so like uptight and so worried about it. But whenever I ran relaxed, it was definitely helpful. Getting my knees up has been a big help whenever, I know that was a big thing that Coach Clove really pushed for me. That was, I was a little bit suspicious at first cause it felt weird, but now that I'm starting to do it more often, it's starting to feel right. So that would be a big one.
I like the word suspicious. Yeah. I don't know about this, Coach Clove. I don't know where you're going with this.
Nice. So Gracie, of course you still have a couple weeks of high school track and field left, entering your final month as a high school student. Are things starting to hit home for you a little mm-hmm. bit? Was the commitment day, was that kind of a realization, holy crap, this is happening?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a bit crazy. I remember my first meet, I was up with my friends and I was like, this is my like last first high school track meet. Like it kind of was hitting a little bit. Definitely the idea of moving on is making it a little bit easier because I'm not done with track. I'm just done at high school. So that's definitely helping.
A huge freshman track class coming in and you're a senior, you're running at the, you're signed to run at the collegiate level. What type of leadership role do you feel like you kind of assumed with this, especially with this really big underclassmen group?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely with indoor track, the freshmen there, we always, it's like just a longer season because we go straight into outdoor too. So we always have a little bit stronger relationship. So I know there's a couple freshmen that ran indoor that I feel like I've honestly become more of a friend with than just a mentor. But it's definitely been fun. Again, relay handoffs has been a fun thing to watch and be like, here, like, let me help you make this even better. So just kind of like being friendly about it, but also kind of helping them to really get their full potential.
Let me introduce you to Frank the Baton.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Now they're going to have to name it before the region tournament. So.
And they should.
That's fantastic. When you look back at your high school career here in Star Valley and for the Braves, what are you going to remember most when you go off to Michigan about competing as a Brave?
Yeah, that's a hard one. I remember our 4x1 last year was big, going to nationals. That was a really big accomplishment and something that was just tons of fun, really showing how big the track world was. It wasn't just like high school in Wyoming, like there was so much more to it. And honestly, just the whole individual success, but also team atmosphere. That was something that I really, really latched onto when I first started running track, is that like I could be good even if like somebody else was having a bad day, but that doesn't mean our team atmosphere didn't change a lot. So I really liked that.
I guess one other question I wanted to ask, Gracie, was you, I'm assuming you have a pretty close relationship with some of your teammates, mm-hmm. Being on a relay team especially. Let's talk about some of that and some of your teammates and maybe some of the friendships that you've made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's been a lot of fun. I know like Valerie Girac, she's also in my Spanish class. And so we've kind of like, that's my last hour. So we kind of just go straight into practice. So it's been a lot of fun getting to know her and also like Cammie Merritt. Those have been some girls that have been really fun to get to know, especially as a senior. So like having that kind of team bond, it's been fun.
Absolutely. Well, again, congratulations on your commitment. Of course, you mentioned you get the scholarship offer, so you'll be a student athlete out in Michigan. Tell us what you're doing academically for Spring Arbor.
Yeah, so I'm hoping to major in health and exercise science. I want to go into athletic training. So that's going to be my main focus. Then I'm also kind of, they have a really good teaching English as a second language program. So I'm kind of hoping to maybe get in there a little bit. That's always kind of been a little interest of mine. So we'll just kind of see where God leads me.
Very cool. And so do you get started right away this summer or do you head out there in the fall?
Yeah, so it's mid-August, I think, is when I have to go out there a little bit early because I'm running track. But yeah, so just kind of mid-August.
Okay, excellent. That's Gracie Collins in studio this morning, Star Valley Lady Braves track and field, and heading out to Spring Arbor University in Michigan this fall. Grace, thanks so much again for your time. And again, congratulations. Good luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network.